You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody. We're powered by our friends at Riverland Roofing, and we got a big show today for you guys as Ole Miss linebacker TJ Dottery and tight end Daquan Wright join our own Ben Garrett as they break down the start of fall camp for the Rebels. And we'll get into all that, as well as a big recruiting update on this edition of Talk of Champions that starts right now.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297. Or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
That's right. Welcome into this edition of the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate our friends at Riverland Roofing for supporting us. Give them a call, 662-644-4297 today for all your roofing needs. You can also text them as well. So make sure you do that if you need a roof repair, total replacement, or just an estimate. Reach out to them today and support them because they support us in a big way, as well as the Rebels. So I'm Billy Embody. We're jumping in here. Big opportunity for you guys before we get into the show. For just $1 for your first week, you could then get access to an entire year of The Athletic, complimentary with your subscription once you hit that first week. So really excited about that offering we're now enjoying on the site. So make sure you check it out as it does run through the end of August. So make sure you get on board with us at rebelgrove.com. A lot of exciting things going on there. Tons of practice coverage, including Media Day on Tuesday that we wrapped up. And the Ole Miss players were all available, not all, but mostly available for us in the media to really chat with them. And Ben Garrett, Jake Thompson, Chuck Roundsville were all on site there for Rebel Grove. And it's a big chance to kick off the season and talk with them and see how they're feeling going into fall camp. And there's a lot of that. Ben caught up with TJ Dottery and Daquan Wright as a part of the crew he talked to on that day. So we'll get to that interview or both of those interviews in just a moment. But do want to jump into some recruiting chat as, of course, just over the weekend, big decision coming down the pipeline for Ole Miss fans to keep an eye on. And the main one is Anthony Davis that is coming down the pipeline. And he's one of the top linebackers in the country, four-star linebacker out of the state of Georgia, who is set to make his decision Saturday, just got thrown there by clicking the space bar. But Anthony Davis, he goes by Ant. He's ready to make his college commitment. Things are looking to be in good shape there. Talking to some of our national analysts, Chad Simmons, who's on the ground there in Georgia, has covered Grayson for a long time. Michigan's really made this one interesting, but Ole Miss has held a lot of confidence since the month of June when he got that official visit on the books and really got to Oxford. And once he left there, just talking with sources around the recruitment as well as our sources on staff, you know, things seem to be in pretty good shape. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that as he's set to announce his decision. I believe it is in the evening. I'll check his profile here real quick, but He is somebody that I think you look at him as a really interesting linebacker prospect because he can kind of play a little bit of everything, in my opinion. He can play, will linebacker. He can play maybe a middle linebacker role if he bulks up in a big way, but he's kind of been used at Grayson kind of as a pretty big rover type of player. And he's set to announce Saturday. He hasn't shared just the timing of that just yet, but we'll keep you guys updated on the message board and beyond as he gets closer to a decision. Again, this is a hard-fought recruiting battle that is getting close to winding down. He's had a lot of excitement around Ole Miss. He's really connected well with Pete Golding and Jay Shoup as well, one of the analysts on the staff that works in the linebackers room with Pete Golding. And, you know, when you try to piece together a recruiting class, sometimes it's all about fit and it's all about where you can spend your money wisely. And Ole Miss does have the number one linebacker in the entire country, you know, one or two now, I think. I don't know. I didn't check when before this pod, now that Rivals has taken over the On3 rankings, but he's an elite linebacker. And, you know, when you try and get a guy like that, you've got to commit a lot of capital to him. You've got to obviously put out fires here and there, especially with how many times he's decommitted and committed places in his recruitment so far. But Pete Golding's been in these recruiting battles. He's been in these hard-fought ones that you're seeing them go through with a guy like Anthony Davis, who had Alabama and Auburn near the top throughout his recruitment, but Ole Miss has come on really strong and then looks like they're going to hold off Michigan here and land him, which would give them a top 300 player, top 20 linebacker nationally. And if they are able to hold him off, then that gives you a pretty good 1-2 punch with Isaiah Williams and Anthony Davis. So really big weekend once again for us on Rebel Grove, and Friday will be the next opportunity for us to talk with coaches and players and things like that and get a media viewing out there. And it's just kind of business as usual now. You know, we've waited a long time for this access, and now that it's coming through, we're getting closer and closer to football season, and Lane Kiffin doing a really nice job letting us in and giving, you know, Rebel Grove and others an opportunity to see his Ole Miss football team. That, yeah, I think one of the biggest takeaways for me when I looked at and watched his press conference from Tuesday is there's not much buzz around this team. There's not a, I mean, there's some people that don't have the Rebels in their top 25, which I think I go back and forth with as far as evaluating teams and kind of how you balance losing as much as Ole Miss has, but at the same time, knowing they've had three 10-win seasons in the last 4 years, they always seem to have a quarterback that puts them in a competitive situation in the game. Like they're going to be playing the quality teams in the league well. They're going to be winning some of those games. They're going to be, you know, generally pretty well respected and favorited offensively. And then the defense, with what Pete Golding and that staff has done, it just operates at an elite level. When you build a culture like they have, and it's been a process that, and not to get all Alabama-y like Lane's past, but there's a process that they've figured out how to make work on both sides of the ball, where Pete Golding's kind of that head coach of the defense. Lane Kiffin is kind of the head coach, but also the head coach of that offense in particular. And when you have things aligned and you have a whole staff back, that's underrated because you're not having to teach anyone new what your system is, what your culture is with these players that are on this team. And I'm not sitting here saying that Ole Miss is going to end up in Atlanta. I just think there's certain programs, like you can, at this point, bet on Kirby Smart having them in Atlanta and or, you know, at least 10-win season. You know, Steve Sarkisian is kind of heading that way. You know, Brian Kelly's looking to get back there at LSU. But, man, Ole Miss is the team that's winning 10 games. Now, it's a league that I think sees a lot of change because, you know, most coaches are pretty cool with just, it, hey, this didn't work out, let's move on. Same with their players that they have. You know, it seems like in the SEC, there's that kind of honest conversation that's just a little different. And so, yeah, you see the roster turnover that Lane Kiffin doesn't like, but it really has worked in his favor too. So he's not complaining, but he can't necessarily complain that much either. So it's a pretty, I guess, normal situation now for Ole Miss to be in that 10-win range and getting over that threshold. And at the same time, it's now unfamiliar territory since the early days of the Lane Kiffin tenure to be, I think, this not talked about. But Lane just said, and it was a great point, when you get that situation where it's surprising that you're not being talked up and you're picked, what, seventh in the SEC, that's a good thing. And that's where I think maybe this team takes on this blue-collar mindset that Lane talked about in that press conference and wants to compete, wants to get after it. Those are all important things for this team. There shouldn't be any, oh, wow, pat on the back, like, you know, top transfer class. Look where it got them last year. A 10-win season that is viewed as a disappointment. And they lost three games by one possession, total of 9 points, I believe. That's a team that should be a little pissed. Like, I feel for Kentucky. If Kentucky is where most people have them, and Ole Miss is even where most people have them in set that seven range or, you know, in the league, I know it's on the road at Kentucky, but based on last year, you should kind of be feeling maybe a little bit better that they're not going to be reading their press clippings and things like that early on. They're going to be ready to go right away. So I think that's a unique thing to try and assess when you look at teams in the preseason is what's their motivation? Where should they be clicking off the field? And while they have a lot of new names and new faces, once again, they have a reason to be A, upset with how last year went, I should say, not finished. It was fun, I guess, beating Duke. But you have a deal where you don't have any reason to be satisfied with where your offseason was, or where your practices are going to be. And that's why it's a kind of an underrated thing. Like, you know, Peyton Manning didn't win a national championship at Tennessee. It was T. Martin. So that's something to maybe, if you're looking for a reason to get optimistic, just tell yourself, oh, Jackson Dart, historic quarterback, historic player for the Rebels, didn't end up getting to Atlanta. Maybe it is Austin Simmons' time. Maybe it isn't. But, you know, that's with this expanded league, that's what makes it so difficult is they, I mean, truthfully, that's why I think the SEC should play 9 games. Man, they kind of beat each other up. Like, I'm of the belief that Ole Miss, when healthy, when at full go, was probably a top three team in the conference. You could argue they're top two, they're maybe even number one. Again, when they're full go, like look at Georgia, look at Texas in that SEC championship. I mean, those were the teams. Those weren't incredibly dominant football teams. They weren't the greatest SEC champion or SEC runner-up that the league's rolled out. And so it is more competitive. It is. And when Ole Miss was at its best last year, you could argue they were the best team in the conference. And that's why it is, one, so interesting to look at a team's demeanor, dynamic, all of those things. Like, Texas has hype, but it's kind of built around Arch Manning. And they've built a great program there right now, and they're rolling. But it's a different... it's a different feel for why. Like, Arch Manning's done some good things. I think he's going to pan out, but I haven't seen it. I've seen Austin Simmons, you know, back to the wall, play well in that drive against Georgia. Now, those are just limited situations, but the biggest thing for your quarterback is to be comfortable in those scenarios. And Austin Simmons showed me that. Now, it might be a little bit of learning growth or pains here and there, but I think he's got the mental demeanor about him where you should be fired up. And Daquan Wright, the Ole Miss tight end, is fired up to catch passes from him, I'm sure, as he returns looking to make his draft stock soar. And I think he's got a chance to. I remember when he was a transfer tight end from Virginia Tech, kind of had some wide receiver to him and things like that. And he just, man, I was really high on him just nationally as far as what he was going to be. And man, he's really paid off for Ole Miss, and I think this is his opportunity to really make some people respect him nationally. And our own Ben Garrett sat down with him for this first interview of this episode. But make sure before we get to that interview, I do want to remind you guys to check out our friends at College Corner, multiple locations across Mississippi. We partnered with them as well on a couple of events. We've got one planned August 13th coming up at their Oxford location. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll be out there live broadcasting from there, and we're really appreciative of Scott from, you know, College Corner for helping us out and getting things going on that. So it's becoming a really cool partnership. So we're excited to take more of their swag and gear on the road with us as we hit the road this football season. But make sure you get geared up for football season with our friends at College Corner. Please use the link in the comments section or the bio of this episode to make sure you know that Rebel Grove, that they know that Rebel Grove sent you over there. So without any further ado, we are going to go to this interview with Ben Garrett and Ole Miss tight end Daquan Wright right now.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, everybody. Ben Garrett here from Rebel Grove on 3, sitting at Ole Miss Media Day with Ole Miss starting tight end Daquan Wright. Daquan, first day of Ole Miss fall camp, man. How was it?
It was good, man. It was fun to be out there, to see guys fly around and just have fun, man. So it was a great day today, man.
You were in a black jersey. Are you feeling okay? I'm not going to ask for any trade secrets or injury secrets, but are you feeling okay physically? Kind of where are you?
I feel great, man. I'm a bike. I'm here. Like, we're just going to, take it one day at a time, but I feel great.
Well, it's interesting. Obviously, the tight end group took a hit with Luke getting hurt, and he's not going to be back for a couple months, but Caleb was out there playing it a little bit today. He's a natural wide receiver. What did it look like, though? You're a tight end. You're a pro's pro there at the tight end spot. What were your first impressions of Caleb playing that spot for the first time?
It was actually pretty good, Of course, he just got moved over there. So, it takes a lot. You got to learn, the different stuff, different skills and stuff, for the blocking and stuff like that. But he's actually gotten pretty good already. And having him over there, matchup nightmares on, linebackers and safeties, I think it's going to be good for our room.
As far as what's settling in there for him, what's going to be the biggest adjustment? Is it the inline blocking? Like, what part of that, as a guy, a vet of that position, what's the hardest thing when you're trying to develop and become a really good tight end in this league?
Yeah, I just say the blocking, the technique of the blocking and stuff like that. That's what it was for me. So I just feel like that's what it is for a lot of people. I'm not sure unless you ask them, but I think that's what it is. That was my biggest transition.
This offense, Lane was just speaking on this, the depth of options, especially with the pass catchers, not just tight end with you, but also outside receivers. He said that could be one of the strengths of this team. As far as pass catchers, in which I've surrounded Austin with here, what do you like about them? What's your first impressions of which I've got in the room? And what do you think of this offense right now and where you are on day one?
We got some great receivers, man. Like, I feel like, our pass game is going to be very dangerous, like even better than what we just had. Like, I like them. Everybody fly around. Everybody play hard. It's just been great, watching them, and it's been fun, man.
How much different is it for you going into year two? Because this time last year, you got here pretty early and all those kind of things, but it was your first fall camp at Ole Miss. Now you're a vet in a transfer culture when there's a lot of new teammates. You're one of the old heads, right? How does that feel to be in a leadership role now and to kind of – are you embracing that, right, as far as being one of those guys that everybody can kind of come to and talk to?
Yes, sir. It feels real good, to have, a guy like me that can just, coach people, and learn from others, but still be able to coach people, have them watching me be the example. It feels real good, man, because, you know, in the end, it's going to all pay off, you know, being a leader, becoming that leader. So it's been real good.
One of the last things, when you look at this team, I mean, Lane brought it up in his press conference, 21 wins in the last 2 years, man, that's some serious work, and the expectations haven't changed. Is it like that for you players too? I mean, even though there's so much new, when you look around, do you see another Ole Miss contender out there?
Oh, yes, sir, all the time. We want to win, so we're going to keep the winning tradition going, and we're going to have fun with it.
I tried to wait to the very last question to ask you about Austin, because I'm sure everybody's going to ask you about Austin too. But what have you seen from Austin as he's taken over this role, taken over for Jackson since the spring, going to media days? It seems like he's embraced his role pretty good. And have you seen good growth from him as a vet, knowing that he's starting his journey just now?
Yeah, Austin has adapted very well. he communicates with, you know, with the players on and off the field very good. We get extra work in. It's just been good, you know, watching him grow as a leader, as a young, you know, young man. So I think, you know, Austin's going to be very good. He's very talented. So I think we're going to have a great year with Austin.
First day of Ole Miss fall camp practices was today. This is Daquan Wright, veteran Ole Miss tight end, in for a big, big year, looks like. Thank you for doing this, my friend. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Great interview with Ben. And, look, we're not going to keep you guys waiting any longer. We are going to go right to Ole Miss linebacker T.J. Dottery, one of the – I think underrated linebackers, just what he did last year. Like, if you're projecting guys to be the guy going into the season, he's really carried himself well. He's accepted this role. He's really stepped into the leadership position. I had a chance to chat with a couple of people on staff this summer, and they've just been really impressed with his work ethic and really, you know, seeing him step in into that role that is, you know, vacated by Poop Paul just as one of the defensive leaders. And man, they are really excited about him. They think they have something there. You kind of put him and Centurion Perkins on the field at the same time together and kind of move them around and make some make some offensive coordinators really, really plan around those guys, as well as the, you know, what I think is one of the more talented defensive lines in the SEC and in the country coming at you. If T.J. Dottery hits that 100 tackle, hits big mark, you're going to look at a defense that I think is once again going to be top 20. They're going to be one of the best rush defensive teams in America. And so we got a chance to catch up with him at SEC Media Days, but at Ole Miss Media Day, Ben Garrett sat down with him for an interview and to preview his 2025 season. So hope you guys enjoy that interview. And after that, we'll catch you guys next time on another edition of Talk of Champions. Make sure you reach out to Riverland Roofing again, 662-644-4297 for all your roofing needs. Throw them a text message as well and let Billy Landis and his team figure out what you need on your roof, regardless of the situation. So appreciate all you guys for listening to this edition of Talk of Champions. And now enjoy this interview with our own Ben Garrett and T.J. Dottery.
Hello again, everybody. Ben Garrett from the from Rebel Grove on Three, sitting with Ole Miss linebacker veteran Captain T.J. Dottery, Bull Dottery. How are you, T.J.?
Man, I'm awesome, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking, man. In this first day of fall camp, what were your impressions from the first day? I mean, I've been talking to you, I feel like, every other day for months now. So I don't want to ask you about all the things we've already touched on. So this first day of camp, man, what was the vibe like, and what did you think of the work?
It was good work, great work, man. It was hot out there, and them boys grinded. But I'm excited. It was just a lot of excitement out there. A lot of guys just ready to be out there playing football, happy to be playing football.
As far as the defensive personnel, man, there's a lot of difference today than it was in the spring, man. You've added some pieces. It looks like you're starting to settle in at some spots. Just what do you think of, first of all, Taj Chambers was right there with you with the first team. Centurion was dropping into coverage a little bit, adding some responsibilities. What do you think about this defense? Replacing a lot, but, man, it looks like y'all still got a really good group of talent out there.
Man, excitement. I feel like all the guys, the new guys, and then guys that are returning, everybody's hungry. So I feel like that hunger is – around, and everybody's in the playbook, everybody's staying in the facility just wanting to be better.
As far as the response you've gotten for SEC Media Days, have you gotten any comments about the fit that you've showed up in? What have you been hearing from friends and family about how you went and showed out in Atlanta there at the College Football Hall of Fame?
They said the suit looked good. That's what a lot of good compliments on the suit. A lot of good compliments.
I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty good fit. I couldn't pull it off, but only you could, Bull. This offense, there's a lot of new to it, too. One thing that was interesting to me that stuck out from when we talked to Lane was how he thinks the outside wide receivers could be a real strength of this team. You play against them every single day. You compete against that offense every single day. What are your impressions of not just the wide receivers, but the offense that you're going against, knowing that they're replacing a lot, but, man, they got some guys, too.
Man, for sure, explosive, man, very explosive, man. They got guys all over the board. I feel like, man, once one guy makes a play, he comes out and another guy comes in and make a play, man, for real. Like, I feel like a lot of depth on the outside end, just in general on offense. So it's going to be exciting and very explosive.
As a leader of this team, Lane said it in there, man. The expectations are what they are. You have won 21 games in each of the last 2 years, and y'all aren't anticipating any kind of drop-off. But as a leader of this team, how do you feel about how everything's kind of coming together? Chemistry, just all that stuff, man. And what's it like for you to be in that leadership role now as one of those guys that everybody's kind of looking to?
Day by day, man, I feel like it's coming together. I feel like the chemistry is very high on this team, especially at this point with how many new guys we got at each position on offense and defense. I feel like the chemistry has been great, just the relationships, guys hanging out with each other off the field, doing other stuff. I feel like that's been great. And then just taking that step in the leadership role, I'm excited. Not nervous about it. I feel like I've been embracing it and feel like I've gotten a good response from everybody. So it's been good.
What is your personal individual goals? Like, look, I'm not going to get you to say what you said to me back in the spring about how you want to be on that Buckus list, but maybe you do say it. Are you going to win the Buckus Award, whatever it might be? Just for you, what are your, like, the goals you're setting for yourself specifically?
Yeah, for sure. But just, man, of course, like all ACC and all those things, but I'm not really into that. I just want, as long as I lead the team right and we work hard and do everything, I feel like everything else is going to happen. So just, as long as I just take my steps and being a leader and leading everybody else in the right direction, because it takes a team to win those things. Like, people who win those aren't on, you feel me? The teams are great as well. So as long as I keep taking these steps and leading the guys in the right direction, everything else going to happen.
Look, you were second on the team last year in tackles. If you finished first for a national championship contender, buddy, you'll be right there on that Buckus list and probably invited to the award stuff and all that kind of stuff, right? So, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that, TJ, you're going to do an incredible job leading. This is TJ Dottery, Ole Miss linebacker, and this has been Talk of Champions here after the first day of Ole Miss's fall camp practice. Thank you, my friend. You're always the best. Appreciate you.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.